And now at this time, we're joined by Purdue head coach Sharon Versip. The Boilermakers have three starters back, including all Big Ten honoree Ashley Morissetti. From last year's team, they went 20-12 and earned a trip to the NCAA tournament. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Can you please make some opening remarks, and then we'll take questions from the media.
Yes, hello, everyone. Just real excited about this group. We have four upperclassmen that have a lot of experience and great leadership, and I think good teams are the ones that have great leadership, and we have eight freshmen and sophomores, so young, but I feel very, very talented, and they're extremely coachable, really catching on to a lot of different things, making some headway. So I like our group. We could be very big. We could be very quick. But I think, you know, Ashley Morissetti, Bridget Perry, and Bree, and Keys really have to set the tone for us, and Dominique McBride. Those five have really done a lot for us, you know, over the years, and expecting to have a pretty special year.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
If you have a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Christy Winter-Scott, Big Ten Network.
Hello, Coach.
Hello.
Could you describe the process of your selection of team captains, and how have your captains enforced your philosophy with the team?
Well, what we do is we have our players choose the captains, and it was pretty much unanimous. You know, they got to choose two to three captains, and they again, there's only one vote that didn't go their way, so pretty much unanimous. And I think it's you know, they have so much respect for Ashley, Bridget, and Keys, and how they handle themselves on and off the court, and they all have a different role with that captainship. And, you know, the biggest thing is that they continue to learn from the past that, you know, you really need to embrace the young kids right away. You know, a lot of times sophomores are responsible for the freshmen coming in or trying to guide them, and our seniors and juniors really took pride in helping our four incoming freshmen. So the bond was created very early, understanding the expectations, you know, all the way down through our sophomores. But that doesn't always happen, and I think that really has set the tone for this group. And I think that has allowed the leadership where we're seeing a lot of coaching on the floor, and we don't have to do the coaching every second. And I think that really just enhances your teamwork, and the best teams in the country are those that can coach themselves on the floor.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Mike Carman, Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Question about Bridget. Obviously, she's majoring in biomedical engineering. How is she balanced accomplishing that and, you know, playing at a high level in your program?
You know, I mean, we've had, you know, many engineers and pre-med majors that are now, you know, in med school. And, you know, they're just, it's nice to have teammates that have like challenges off the floor. And I think for Bridget, you know, she's one of those that incredible time management, you know, she's got high energy, but she loves engineering, and she's been so excited that we have another young lady who's a freshman that's in engineering because they speak their own language. And, you know, her junior year was extremely tough. That freshman and junior year were extremely tough, and now she's interviewing for jobs. She's already had four interviews and trying to get all that done before the season starts, but it's just a it's an incredible attribute to her and how her, you know, parents have raised her to be able to achieve these different things, and us allowing her to be able to achieve that degree. And, you know, we've had to work through changing class schedule, you know, our practice schedule for her classes. And I think when you really help student athletes out that way, then it's twofold, and you get a lot in return. But, you know, it takes special individuals to do those things, and she's definitely you know, she loves basketball and she loves engineering, so I think that's why she's so successful.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Shelley Till, BTN. Shelley, your line is open.
Excuse me. I was on mute. Sorry about that. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
My question is, in terms of the players on your team that you see on a daily basis who maybe don't, you know, shine statistically on the stat sheet, but that are just an integral part of making your team work, that do those intangible things that, like I said, don't always show up in the stat line. Who mm-hmm. would they be, and what makes them so good and so valuable?
Well, I think the person that comes to mind is Andreanna Keys. You know, she's really, no pun intended, the key to our team, the rock, the glue. She's the one that does all the intangibles. She keeps us calm. She has great leadership. She can score points for us. If she's not scoring, she can defend for us to try to slow down an opponent's top player. She's just a tough, hard-nosed kid, can really play 1 through 4 if we need her. So, you know, those are the ones that put in that extra work. I think she's the X factor for us on the offensive end this year. I think she's really worked on her game elevating, so hopefully those numbers are going to go up. But, you know, she's one of those key factors, is the X factor for us. And, you know, we're yet to be seen, but I think T.R. Murphy for us, the point guard, we lost April Wilson, so Ashley and Murph will be sharing those responsibilities. And, you know, she's got a calm confidence about her and didn't play a lot last year, but she's in the gym doing extra. She's, you know, no one knows about her, really. And, you know, so those two really need to, you know, step things up for us in the scoring part. But those are key kids that everyone looks to that, you know, they may not shine, like you said, in the statistics, but they're shining in so many different ways for their team.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Great. Thank you very much.